This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The House of Representatives will be back in session Sunday night with just about one day left until taxes go up and spending gets cut, the thing we lovingly call the fiscal cliff. The Senate was open for business today, but so far, no deal to report in Washington. Now, instead of going inside the belly of the beast to start today's show, we are going to go far outside of Washington to get a very different view on the fiscal cliff and the economy. The view from Memphis. A.C. Wharton is the mayor there. Mayor Wharton, welcome back to Marketplace.
It's good to be back.
Well, so your city has the unfortunate distinction of being the most impoverished in the country, according to the census. And I wonder, with that said, how this fiscal cliff stuff that's going on in Washington would impact Memphis.
Drastically, there are so many individuals who depend directly on what we're getting from Washington, all the way from housing, of course, to the food stamps, now known as EBT, it would have a drastic impact on our city.
Well, so what are you doing to try to deal with this? Is there anything you can do from outside of Washington at this point?
We would do what cities always do. We're always the governments of last resort. We take care of our folks and nobody else will. This is why it gets so frustrating to us. When we see the folks who are supposed to be much better informed and educated than we local government folks are, if they could just get it together up there, we'd be just fine down here.
Well, what do you want them to do?
We say at the local level, hey, do something even if it's wrong. But do something. And if it's what we like, we'll smile. If it ain't what we like, hell, we'll get over it. We always do. We'll survive. But do something.
Now, it's been about 4.5 years since the beginning of this Great Recession. How are things, would you say, in Memphis right now?
If I had to use the analogy of a patient being taken into an emergency room hemorrhaging, I think we have managed to stop the hemorrhaging. We've got a good diagnosis of what we need to do, and the prognosis is guarded. We're so deep in the hole on this, and particularly in cities like Memphis, where you have all of the morbidities, the not only the unemployed, but the unemployable.
Yeah.
So even with new jobs coming in there, we still have thousands who could not perform in those jobs, even if offered one of those jobs.
That issue of the unemployable has been around for a while for you. You've mentioned it to me before. Have you learned anything about how we could eventually get these people into jobs?
Yes, and here's where it really gets difficult. You take a teen mom who dropped out of school because she had her first baby at 16 or 17. This is not a one-bullet solution. Oh, she needs job training. Go get job training. Then there's a housing challenge. Then there's transportation. The guy over here who's been self-employed, driving a pickup truck, raking leaves and cutting grass, it may be that the clutch went out on his truck or the transmission is bad, and all he needs is just a one-time mini loan to get a transmission. So we cannot come up with a massive, I've got a big poverty program. We've got to take each individual and write a prescription, if you will. Can you imagine how daunting that is?
Yeah.
But that's what it's going to take.
Well, obviously, one thing that would help is a better economy in general. And I wonder, are you feeling a recovery in Memphis?
Oh, we're seeing some recovery. Our unemployment rate has dropped, although it's not much to brag about when you go from 11% down to 10.5%. But any recovery is better than no recovery at all. Housing starts are picking up. We've brought in three or four major industrial prospects, Electrolux, Mitsubishi, KTG. So once the uncertainty eases, we're certain we're going to do even better.
You left out its music.
And its music. Entertainment. Elvis will have a birthday coming up real soon. A lot of folks will be coming in. I'm personally inviting everybody to come in and celebrate Elvis's birthday on January 8th.
Mayor A.C. Wharton of Memphis, Tennessee, thank you so much. It's a pleasure having you on, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.